This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis in a function organized at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. The Prime Minister also felicitated Lakhpati Didis and discussed with them about their businesses. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister noted that women power of India has always contributed to building the future of society and the nation. He underlined that the government is working towards opening all sectors for women which were once restricted for them. Mr. Modi noted that safety of women is top priority of the nation along with their empowerment. The Prime Minister said that atrocities against women are an unpardonable sin and the guilty must not be spared. He added that public institutions like hospitals, schools, offices or the police system should be made accountable and any negligence on their part is unacceptable. Mr. Modi said our biggest responsibility as a society and as a government should be to protect the lives and dignity of women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the advancement in India's space sector. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the youth of the nation has benefited greatly by the reforms in the space sector. The Prime Minister emphasized the significance of the National Space Day celebration on the 23rd of this month, marking the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission. During the program, Prime Minister Modi also interacted with a team from space tech startup GalaxEye, which was launched by the alumni of IIT Madras. The Prime Minister said that the space ecosystem is becoming vibrant. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually inaugurated the Regional Unit Office of Narcotics Control Bureau in Nava Raipur, Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, a review meeting on the drug scenario in Chhattisgarh was also held under the chairmanship of the Union Home Minister. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai, Union Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai and Chhattisgarh Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma, along with senior officials of the central and state government, attended the meeting. On this occasion, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolve to make the country drug-free by 2047, the centenary year of India's independence, is now becoming the resolve of every countryman. Union Minister Chirag Paswan was today re-elected as Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas President for 5 years. The decision was taken unanimously at the party National Executive Meeting in Ranchi. Chirag Paswan said the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana, Jammu Kashmir and Jharkhand were also discussed in the meeting. Mr. Paswan said that in Jharkhand, the party may contest the polls either with National Alliance partner BJP or on its own. The BJP has welcomed the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government for approving the Unified Pension Scheme UPS. Addressing media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that the Prime Minister is sensitive and listened to the demands of employees and constituted a committee and its report was approved by the Union Cabinet. Mr. Prasad also hit out at the Congress over the old pension scheme which the party has made a political issue. CBI has visited 15 places this morning in connection with the financial irregularities at R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital case in Kolkata. A team of CBI is interrogating former principal of R.G. Kar, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, at his residence. CBI team is accompanied with central team and Kolkata police. Another team of CBI is at R.G. Kar College to question the new principal and the new vice principal. Besides, teams of CBI are interrogating R.G. Kar Professor Dr. Debashish Som, former medical superintendent and vice principal Dr. Sanjay Vashisht and medical supplier Biplab Singh at their respective residences. And in a significant escalation of tensions in the West Asia, militant group Hezbollah has launched a retaliatory attack against Israel, marking the first phase of its response to the assassination of Fuad Shukr, a high-ranking Hezbollah military leader. And that is the end of this news bulletin.